Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you. Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role. Like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
The following is a presentation of the Four Center podcast feed.
As Obi-Wan Kenobi once said, hello there and welcome to Databank Brawl, the podcast where we learn about Star Wars characters, discuss our little feelings about those characters, and then make those characters fight for our amusement and also yours. I'm your host. My name is Joseph Scrimshaw. With me, as always, is Ken Knapsack.
Glad to be here. We're ready to kill some of my heroes.
Excellent. Maybe this will be an extra special murder episode. You never know. With us here to help murder some Star Wars characters, it's Ashley Cross.
Hello, I'm back. I love murder.
You normally say Ash, right?
Yes, I do.
And I just said Ashley.
That's okay. No, because that's my actual, like, that's on name. My birth certificate.
Yeah, I know, but
it's like
really,
a Mike and Michael thing.
Yeah, I know. I'm a Joseph, and I get annoyed when people call me Joe, but I realize I'm slowly becoming, like, an opposite asshole where I say full names.
Yeah.
Because that's what I like. And I didn't even think about it. I just said Ashley, an asshole.
Most people, like, close to me call me Ash, and then there was, like, there's a multiple Ashley Carlsons in the world.
Okay.
And I was like, I want to, yeah. So I just want to be different.
Yeah, absolutely. You are the one and only Ash Crossan.
And
the one and only Jedi Knight, Ash Cross Anne, as we learned on last week's episode.
Now I know what's going on, so I'm pumped.
Yeah. Well, we are thrilled to have you back. And this is kind of a special episode because it is coming out the week of Life Day. November 17th. Last year we had an episode of Databank Brawl that fell right on Life Day, so we was like, we have to do a Life Day special, and this year's like, it was so fun, let's do Life Day special 2.
Right.
So we normally use characters that are absolutely in canon, we get the information of StarWars.com databank.
Oh, I'm so excited.
These characters are from the Life Day special, the Star Wars holiday special.
Yeah.
Yes! And I just watched it the other day.
Oh, good, this will be great.
Yes, I'm so excited.
Oh, I'm so excited. That's awesome. So these characters are characters who are in canon
but they don't have data bank entries right now.
Okay.
So before I reveal the combatants, Ashley, I want to hear your general thoughts since you just rewatched the Hollywood special.
Okay, let me just say, I have watched this movie more times than I care to admit because I got a hold of a copy of it a bunch of years back. And I was like telling everyone about it and everyone wanted to watch it. So people would like come over like day after day to watch it. And I was like, I don't want to watch this again. Yeah. It's only 90 minutes. It feels like 7.5 hours.
Oh, for sure. It's like some sort of time experiment.
It's so funny. It's just like the people that made it were just like, oh my gosh, we came up with this really cool gadget. We stuck a computer to like a thing and we show off our like MS-DOS screensaver thing. And we're just going to show that for a few minutes. Yeah. Then we're going to cut to the next thing. And also we have a couple cameos. We've got Bea Arthur up in here. Oh, it's so silly. It's so silly.
Yeah, it is a true thing of beauty of like, well, let's say it's like a Dean Martin variety show, but space, right? Space. We got this.
We
in our cocaine
like
got
eight
this.
Eight straight minutes of Wookiee dialogue with no subtitles.
Yeah. Yes, there are. Yeah.
And it's like normally in movies, you know, when that happens, you can kind of figure out what's happening based on like body language because, you know, like good movies and actors. And this one, you're just like, I have no idea. I think they're cooking. I don't know.
They're cooking. They're kind of bored.
They're whip stirring.
Yep. Yeah. I have a copy of it. I'm planning on watching it again soon. It's been a while since I really took it in, but oof.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My wife and I.
At the same time, I have a weird affinity for it, and I love when some of the names start popping up in canon again.
Yeah.
When Lumpy showed up, and Akmena's the night bartender at Shaman's Cantina. I love all that stuff.
Yeah, it's a thing of great beauty, and soon I will kindly ask my wife to watch all of it with me again like we did for Christmas a couple years
long.
Ago. It's 7 hours long. If you have 7 hours, enjoy the Star Wars Holiday Special. This episode of Data Bank Brawl will be less than 7 hours, fewer than 7 hours. And are you guys ready for our first combatant?
Heck yeah.
Okay, here it is. She's already been mentioned by both name and by actor. It's Akmena. Here is what I looked it up on Wikipedia.
Yeah.
We normally do the databank. Here's what Wikipedia says. Akmena was a human female who worked as the nighttime bartender in Chalmers Cantina in Mos Eisley on Tatooine. On the day that Luke Skywalker and Obi-Wan Kenobi first met Han Solo and Chewbacca, Akmena was present in Chalmers's office requesting better hours. Akmena lived on the Delkin Ridge on Tatooine with her wife, Sorshi. So that is all like in their canon tab that they have on Wikipedia.
Right.
And a lot of fresh information from a certain point of view novel.
Yeah. Mentioned twice. Two stories.
Two stories with Akmena. So she is, man, she's got both feet
so
in canon.
She's canon.
She's canon.
Is. Oh, she is.
Yeah.
Oh,
her she is. Appearance in the Life Day holiday special, maybe not canon.
Yeah, maybe not.
But I'm keeping my fingers crossed for good old Krellman. So is there any other additional details on there that you're finding fascinating, Ken?
No, I mean, well, stuff that's been revealed in the, from a certain point of view, stories she appeared in We Don't Serve Their Kind Here by Chuck Wendig, and then the Cluehorn Cantina Caper, which is by Kelly Sue McConnick and Matt Fraction. She lives on the Delkin Ridge with her wife, Sorshi, is S-O-R-S-C-H-I, Sorshi. And as I said, she's like the nighttime bartender, as we've talked about, and I'm fascinated by that. I love the idea that, like, Wuher's like, I'm off. Eggman is here.
Yeah. He's just there for the day drinkers.
Yeah, their shifts at the cantina is a fun thing to me.
Are there any stats for her height? Because Bea Arthur was a tall drink of water.
Bea Arthur was tall, but nothing here for that.
I feel like we just need to go off Bea Arthur physically.
Yeah.
5'10".
You looked up Bea Arthur's actual stats. Really? She's only 5'10"?
Yeah,
that's tall.
That's tall, right? Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I always thought that she was like at least 6 feet, but that's her towering presence. Her energy.
Well, when you're in scenes with Betty White, who is not 5'9".
No. And physical appearance, I got some pictures pulled up here. She's got this weird sort of side braid, which is pretty awesome. And then this weird kind of onesie dress that seems to have some shoulder issues, because in some of the photos, it's over her shoulder, and others, she is sort of showing the world Akmena's shoulder, the beauty that is Akmena's shoulder. Ash, are you finding anything of interest?
No? Or is it too interesting?
Is it too much?
It's too much to take in.
Yeah.
Well, we do know that she is a singer of sorts.
Yes, right. Yes, that's important to remember.
Because she does have a musical number in the holiday special.
And she, isn't she?
One of several.
You know, you've seen it the most recently, and probably just the most, period. Isn't she rebuking a male who wants her romantic attentions, and she's letting him down? Crowman, right?
It's the guy that, the guy that, like, pours the drink into his head.
You mean the best character in the holiday special, Crowman?
Yes. Harvey Korman's character,
Okay, so she sings, and what the general idea of her song, Ash, is what? Is that just, like, it's nighttime, relax, let's have fun?
Yeah, I think the bar is closing.
The bar is closing. It's a real, like, wiping up saloon song, right?
Yeah. It's like, good night, but not, it's
say,
like,
good night, friends. Because it's sung to the cantina tune, right?
Yeah.
Cantina
song, it's like, tune. You can't go home, you don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. Yeah. Kind of thing. I'm trying to find the lyrics to it, which,
that's,
like,
a good idea. Yeah.
Why would anyone post these?
It's basically the space version of Semisonic's Closing Time.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
One for My Baby and one more for the road. Yeah. Nice, nice. It's a saloon song. Mm-hmm. All right, so Ken, tell me a little bit, while Ash is looking up the lyrics, tell me a little bit about your feelings about Akmana.
You know, the holiday special was one of those things that, you know, as a fan, you learn about. Because even though I was two at the time of that, I, you know, had no memory, didn't watch it. My family, you know, I didn't grow up with it.
Yeah.
So you kind of learn about, what is this thing? And then George is burying it, and no one knows. So you become obsessed with something you're not supposed to be watching. So I've gone from, like, this is interesting, to being horrified. And I think it's still around, there's a pro wrestling website called WrestleCrap, and they induct they're big wrestling fans involved in the business, but every week they induct really crappy, humorous, unintentional humor, stupid things from pro wrestling into, like, their Hall of Fame. Every year they would do for a while they would induct the Star Wars Celebration into the WrestleCrap Hall of Fame. So I'd read the article every year, and it just became like, oh man, I can't believe this is out there. But now, with Akmana showing up and from a certain point of view, again, Lumpy, I really do get a kick out of the fact that these characters kind of really do exist.
Yeah, yeah. Ash, how are you doing? I see some...
I found that transcript of the holiday special, so I'm just looking at this. Yeah, so what's his name? Krellman comes in. Mm. He's, like, all into her. He's like, I'm sorry I couldn't be here. And she's like, I have customers. And then she keeps saying that. She says it, like, 500 times. She's like, sorry, I can't talk. I have customers. You can either order a drink or we're not going to talk. Uh-huh. And then he, like, hugs her from behind, and she's like, uh-uh.
Okay, so Krellman's just a total creeper.
He's a creep. Yeah. He's a creep.
Yeah. Yeah. So
okay. Well, yeah. Go ahead, Ken.
No, I was just wondering if the lyrics aren't showing up, huh?
They are, but she has a lot of lines.
Well, I'm going to give Ash another second to scroll through to the beauty of these lyrics.
Just one more round, friend, then homeward bound, friend, don't forget me in your dreams. Just one more song, friend. The nights get shorter, it seems. Just one more rhyme, friend. Yes, it's a crime, friend, but you know time, friend. Time can fly.
A lot of friends in the canteen.
I am so glad you looked this up, because this is what I remember, that it wasn't just a, you drunks, you got to go home. It was... This is like Frank Sinatra, like, it was a very good year, September of my years kind of song. Those, like, well, I'm facing mortality, which is even weirder to put in the holiday special.
Right,
like,
right.
Not just a song. It's like, well, the bar is closing, and also just remember, we're all going to die.
Yeah.
It's too bad.
Yeah.
But that's the truth. Yeah. Mortality. Huzzah!
Yeah.
Yeah. Amazing stuff. I will share my feelings, Ken, then I want to hear yours. I love Akmenid because she is just... B. Arthur.
B.
Arthur in space. If this was her job, she's got a sense of humor. She's got a sense of kindness, but she takes no bullshit.
Yeah, yeah.
And she sings.
Yeah.
What's not to like? Ken, what are your thoughts?
Overall, I'm reading George Lucas quotes right now.
Okay,
and I understand where he's coming from. You know, the special from 1978 really didn't have much to do with us. You know, I can't remember what network it was on, but it's a thing that they did. We kind of let them do it. It was done by, I can't even remember who the group was, but they were variety TV guys. We let them use the characters and stuff, and that probably wasn't the smartest thing to do. But you learn from those experiences. That's my feelings, and we all learn from our experiences. And we're going to learn from Akmana today.
You have no particular bile against Akmana.
I don't.
Okay,
I don't.
Good. Good to know. We needed no biases going in. All right. Yeah. Our next combatant is...
Mala.
Yes.
Here is what the Wikipedia entry in the canon tab for Mala is. What a sentence that was. I just had to say. Mala was the wife of Chewbacca, the Wookiee co-pilot of the Krellian smuggler Han Solo. According to Solo, she was intelligent and had hair resembling silk. During the Galactic Civil War that pitted the Galactic Empire against the Alliance to restore the Republic, Chewbacca was traveling with Solo away from Mala and the rest of his family on the Wookiee homeworld of Kashyyyk. However, following the liberation of the planet from the Galactic Empire's grasp, Chewbacca reestablished connections with them all. That's a little bit but not a great entry because it's mostly about Chewbacca, his needs and wants.
Yeah.
This is about Mala.
Isn't that the way?
She's her own Wookiee, damn it.
Yeah,
she, it's all about Chewbacca.
And another, it is. And another character that, is now with us again.
Yep, because she was just friendly.
I love that Chewbacca was just straight up married.
Had a family.
And never went home. Man.
Yeah, had kids.
He loved
me.
Or was he? Like, he's kind of deadbeat, actually.
He might not have been.
Wookiee. Well, he had a life, Dad. I guess we're going to, hopefully we'll see, maybe we'll see Mala in the Han Solo movie.
Chewbacca never misses a life day. He would never miss a life day.
Yeah.
That's true. That was the whole thing. Chewbacca doesn't miss a life day.
His whole thing. He's got the life debt with Han. He's got life day with his family. He's got so many life D's to worry about.
Yeah.
That was my favorite thing when in the holiday special when Mala and Lumpy and Itchy call Luke Skywalker.
Yeah.
And he's like, hey guys. Like he's known them forever. And he's like, come on. Like Chewbacca would never miss a life day. Like you just met Chewbacca.
You don't know him. You don't know.
I like that a lot because it paints a portrait of Chewbacca saying, I have this life debt to Han. I have to be here. I'm needed. But all Chewie ever talks about is his family. Just like he just meets Luke.
Yeah.
They just escaped from Yavin. Yeah. And Chewie's like, Luke, look at this. Look at this. It's my family.
Yeah. Like you think like the moments that are unaccounted for when they're traveling is just like Chewie they're going through like albums.
Yeah.
Family albums together.
Another picture of Lumpy. Cool.
He's like, that's cool. Mala. Let's call her.
Right. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Nice. Mala's got like a little smock on or something that she's cooking in the kitchen. Great, Chewbacca.
Oh, yeah.
I see how you are, Chewbacca.
She cooks Bantha rump.
Yes.
She cooks Bantha rump. That's what we know from the holiday special. And I believe this thing in the canon tab here about intelligent and hair resembling silk is from Aftermath, right?
Yeah. There's a couple appearances and mentions in Aftermath. And that's, like I said, after the liberation of Kashyyyk, like Lumpy's mentioned, Lumpawaru, his son, and then he like goes home to his family. So I actually like that. You know, it's an indirect mention and then a mentioned only. So the character doesn't appear yet. The character hasn't really officially appeared.
Yeah, and she didn't get her full name back because her full name is Mala Tobuk.
Yeah, right. I think,
but she's just Mala for now.
Yeah.
Bullshit too. Anyway, so we mostly have to go on the holiday special and what we imagine would be the kind of Wookiee that would want to be a partner to Chewbacca.
Yeah.
So who do we think she is?
I mean, understanding. As Han says, hey, you're the married one. Find me a human girl with Mala's brains and silky hair. Maybe I'll consider it. So she's smart, you know. And Chewie's smart, too, but I think she's smarter.
She's a little smarter, right?
Yeah. Right.
She's got to be an independent woman, you know? She spends almost all of her time.
It reminds me of, if you watch or read David McCullough's John Adams, of Abigail Adams, why John Adams was only over in France and helping to establish the country, and she's holding down the homestead and doing the hard work, raising the family, and tending to the farm and all that kind of stuff, and their correspondences are sweet and romantic, but, you know, they went years without being around each other.
Yeah. Any stats for Mala?
I'm going to say, unfortunately, no stats for you. We're going to have to imagine.
Okay, I believe she is taller than Bea Arthur.
Yes.
I believe Wookiees are all taller than Bea Arthur was. All right, any other final thoughts or feelings about Mala?
I am looking at this Legends tab, by the way.
There's Chewbacca, a lot there.
Chewbacca made her a number of crossbows as a gift, handmade by him.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. So she can fight.
She can fight.
She is a woman of action there.
Yeah, a woman of cooking and action and all sorts of different things that we are going to see right now as we fight.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more.
That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ekmena versus Mala. Again, we don't know when these characters ended, and they are certainly around for a long time before the Clone Wars even. So we got a wide spread of time. Anything jumping out at you, Ken?
I think, yeah, maybe this was in the time period between A New Hope and Empire, which I know Marvel and everyone kind of, they really dive into that. But
yeah.
During that time period, Chewbacca was feeling a little disappointed because he couldn't make a life day.
He missed a life day.
He knew he was going to.
All right, he was aware of it.
Yeah, so there was a big life day feast going back. Do they have feasts there? You're the life day expert, Ash.
Well, yeah, they make Wookiee Yookies and Bantha Surprise.
Yeah,
Bantha Rump.
Half aboard tenders, it's all there.
Yeah.
So he felt bad. So what he did is he hired Ekmena to cater the event and paid for it all and sent her to Kashyyyk.
Nice.
Because he remembers, he's like, I feel so bad. Han, what am I going to do? Do we know who can cater? He's like, well, Han's like, yeah, Ekmena back there at the cantina. She's always looking for extra work.
Okay.
Wuhair gets paid more than her. It's complete BS. And, you know, she has to go work on the weekends other places. She might take the freelance gig.
Yeah, I like this because Han would have a good relationship with Ekmena. He would rather hang out at the bar at night, I'm sure, when he is stuck in Tatooine in Mos Eisley. All right, I like this. So Ekmena gets a ship.
Right.
She gets some paid leave from Chalman's Cantina.
Right.
Because Chalman, well, actually, you know what? It's Chalman's Cantina. Chalman's a Wookiee.
Chalman's a Wookiee.
It's closed on life day.
Yeah.
People on Tatooine don't understand why.
Yeah, they don't
get it. Like, cantina.
They don't get it.
It's closed on life day, but it is.
Yeah.
So she cooks up a bunch of food, some Tatooine specials. Yeah, she's got some Dewback ribs, all sorts of great stuff. And
Dewback ribs are great.
Yeah, and she flies to Kashyyyk. Now, Ash, does she go alone? Is it like a single person ship that Ekmena takes to Kashyyyk?
Ooh.
Or does she have some droids?
Or paying someone?
Some little helpers.
You know, I really...
Out-of-work pod racers.
I think Ekmena has a lot of skills. I would say she's flying herself.
She's flying herself?
Yeah. She's flying herself.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
These are strong, independent women.
They are. This is a great celebration of life day.
Yeah.
Does she take any weapons with her? Because she is a woman of the galaxy, right? And she knows that there can be trouble.
Yeah. I think she takes, like, she's got her small blaster with her just in case things go awry. Mm.
Yeah, a little small holdout blaster tucked under her apron.
Yes.
Nice. Yeah. Nice. Yeah. All right, this is going to be a battle
of
favorites.
Some poison.
And some poison.
That she keeps in a vial on a necklace.
Okay, I like this a lot. Yeah. She's heading there with food, a weapon, and a poison necklace. Right. All friendly-like. All right, so now Kashyyyk is still controlled by the Empire.
Yeah.
Which Akmena is, I think, what? She got some fake codes, Ken?
Yeah, she got some clearance codes, maybe Chewbacca used some of his newfound rebel connections to get some rebel spies to get some codes, and so she gets by. I don't want that to be a worry for her. She's also, let's be honest, probably served a stormtrooper or two or an imperial officer at Tatooine. They were there working. They probably needed drinks, and she was, you know, she knows how to play people. She's good at politics, so she might have got a code from them too. I can see that.
Yeah. All right. So does she go to the tree home of Mala in the family, or does Mala meet her somewhere out in Kashyyyk to pick up the food?
I think there's like a Wookiee banquet hall.
I was going to say,
nice,
yeah.
Oh, nice,
yeah.
Nice. They rented a place.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know where they have
one
like
of the other trees?
Where they have the Leia musical number at the end of the holiday special. Like, they're in there.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Nice, nice. This is going to be because they realize.
Yeah, that would make sense.
They've got the Wookiees who have a little bit of freedom from the Empire. Like, they're still enslaved and everything.
Yes.
But, you know, the Imperials are allowing them to have they haven't cracked down on it too much.
So that's like the one thing they give them.
The Empire knows, like, they're working for them. They're building the Death Star. They're working on things. They did build a Death Star,
Maybe working on the second already.
Second one. So they know, all right, let them have a little bit of their culture, a little bit of their life, and maybe they'll work for us. It's not like a prison planet like Wobani.
Yeah, but they want to keep their eye on them. So I think that's why they're in the banquet hall.
It's not a good time,
it's
to
like
be clear.
Every Wookiee in the area is in this one banquet hall, basically.
Yeah.
So I think that Akmena shows up, and I think she delivers the food. Okay. And she is suddenly, as she's walking in, I think she declares, "I'm here."
I think she walks in and is like, "I'm here, friends. Let's eat, friends. It's time to eat. Let's eat. Akmena's here." Like, they're like, that song doesn't even rhyme.
Yeah, and also they're a little frightened because they don't understand. It sounded like she was going to eat friends.
Yeah,
it sounded like she said, "Let's eat friends."
Like, is there a comma in there?
But I think what happens is Itchy is rude.
Because Itchy's always rude,
right?
Because he hasn't watched his space porn for the day.
Yeah,
which is another thing that happens in the holiday special. But that's that's for another episode.
Yes. So I think Itchy just reaches up and grabs some of the food before Akmena can finish her song or hand it out.
Yes.
How does Akmena respond, Ash?
She slaps whatever he takes. Let's say he takes a cookie. Slaps it out of his hand.
Oh, wow. All right, just cookie on the floor.
Cookie on the floor.
Yeah.
Okay, and how does Mala react to that, Ken?
She initially takes Itchy's... Not takes Itchy's head, but, like, kind of admonishes Itchy. Like, she knows this is a problem. That Itchy, so she's kind of a little...
Itchy's a grabber.
Yeah. Come on, Itchy. Come on. Trying to bring a little peace to the situation.
Yeah.
But I think Akmena's a little rough about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think she says...
She's aggressive.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I think she says a mean Hatice word. I think she swears at him in Hatice.
Yeah,
it's like Fusha.
Yeah,
it's horrible.
Yeah,
she calls him a Fusha.
You don't say that in a dignified galaxy. And
not on Life Day.
No, not on Life Day. So Mala's immediately kind of like, it's like a shocked, surprised.
Yeah, and I think Akmena has a translator.
Yeah, she's got like a little
clip that can like
the Star Wars version of a babblefish is
like a little data pad.
Yeah,
and I think she reads it and it says, "Let's step outside and talk about your attitude."
Oh, right away,
right away.
Mala's ready.
So Akmena sets the food down and Mala kind of grabs her by the arm and kind of brusquely walks her out. I think what's going on is this day is so important to Mala.
Yeah,
she's trying to celebrate with her family. It's the first one Chewbacca can't be
and
here.
She's upset about
and
the
she's
Chewbacca.
Stressed. Yeah,
yeah,
she's
stressed. Decades.
She's going to take things out on other people.
There's an Imperial in the corner watching them to make sure that this is not a rebellion thing. So they go out on the little tree porch.
Mm. Yeah,
and I think Mala just lays into Akmena. What does it sound like?
Ash.
Stop making me make noises. I can't, guys, I cannot. I feel like everyone can do a Chewbacca growl.
This is not Chewbacca.
Except for me. I know, but I'm just saying. This is a Mala growl. I'm just saying, like, that's the one thing everyone can do. And I'm like, I can't do it.
I believe in you. All right. I believe in you.
I believe in you, but you can also translate too. But yeah, give us a give us one.
Give us just a little growl and then tell us what it means.
Okay. So she's like okay, listen. She's like, "All right. What the hell was that?"
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Okay.
What the hell was that?
Great. Yeah. I like it.
You come up into my Wookiee territory.
And this is
with
all,
an attitude.
All scrolling across the data path.
Yeah, she's going, like, you showed up with an attitude.
Yeah.
And I don't appreciate that because this is life day. I'm a little stressed out because my husband can't make it for the first time.
Yeah. He's been gone for a long time.
And he's been gone for a long time. And she's a little bit jealous because Akmena had just seen
Yeah. And Chewie. Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, right.
That's true.
So, yeah, and this is all just coming out. Just a tumble of angry roars. Yeah.
Subtext.
Yeah.
It's endless roaring. And Ekmena doesn't have patience, does she, Ken?
She doesn't have patience. Also, she's taking it, and she gets it. Like, Ekmena's not dumb. She understands. And, you know, well, she says, well, Chewie says hello, by the way. And she also looks over, and at the window is Itchy. And he's just kind of like. And so that upsets her. That upsets her. You know, just kind of like, what's going on here?
Yeah.
So I came here to work for you.
I think Ekmena uses something that normally works well in the cantina, which is the pokey finger.
I think
she starts talking back to Mala and is doing the poke.
Yeah.
As she's speaking, like, you need, whoever that little weirdo is,
yeah,
you need to get your child under control.
Yeah.
And Mala's like, it's not my child, it's my father. Or my father-in-law. It's Chewie's dad, right?
I'll look that up, but yes.
Yeah. Anyway, whatever it is, it's wrong and it offends
just wrong.
Mala.
Right.
And I think Mala just gives her what she means to be a little shove, but she forgets that humans are just little leaves blowing in the wind. So Ekmena goes flailing. She falls back against the railing of the tree porch. Her apron flips up and her blaster is revealed. And a stormtrooper sees that and like, her.
Yeah, yeah, and you don't want, Stormtrooper's like, hey, we got a blaster.
No blasters at life day, no blasters at life day.
So the trooper starts to come forward, and no one else has heard this yet.
Right.
So Mala knows that she can control it.
Right.
So she trips the trooper,
and
he goes falling off the tree porch.
Oh, wow.
But it's kind of too late to contain the problem.
Right.
Because now...
This is like a, do you realize what you've just done?
Yeah, now Ekmena is not only afraid that she's going to be caught up in all this, but she, like, Mala just killed the guy. She shoved her. She almost killed her. And I think Ekmena has no choice but to pull out her blaster and say, stay away from me, Wookiee.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a great PR. Reminds
the
me of
spirit
an episode
is there.
Of Mod. Yeah. So she's got Mala at gunpoint and Itchy, who, by the way, is the father of Chewbacca and Calabo, Chewbacca's sister.
Oh my God.
Is
family's expanding.
Yeah. Yeah. Now telling everybody, he's like, run, come in. There's a fight outside. It's translated from,
of course.
Yeah. So Mala though, she's like blasters now pointed at her.
Yeah.
She knows this is. So she reacts fast enough that she kind of swats Ekmena away and runs inside right to where her crossbows are.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really? Okay. Yeah. And I think in order to play this all off, she's got to blame it on Ekmena. So I think she starts roaring because there are Imperials around.
Yeah.
I think she starts roaring that intruder, rebel.
Right.
See, you guys can do it.
Yeah. So the Imperial's like, all right, take your crossbow then.
Mm-hmm.
So he allows her to take the crossbow.
Right.
What is Ekmena doing when she is hearing just this chorus of roars? In her data pad can't even translate it all, but she's concerned. Right?
I think she's at this point trying to figure out how to get out of there. But unfortunately, yeah. those tree porches just go full circle. Yeah. So she starts running, and then she realizes she's behind everybody, and she's like, "Oh no, yeah. what do I do?"
Okay, yeah. And I think Mala bursts out with her crossbow, and
I always wondered how they got from house to house.
Yeah, well, I think we're about to find out. Yeah, yeah. I think Mala bursts out with her crossbow, and Akmena desperately tries to sing a calming song.
Oh, yeah.
It's not going to work. Just spoilers.
Yeah.
Because she always sings. She sings her way out of every kind of situation.
Do you want to try singing a little bit of a calming song, Ash?
This improv calming song? She's like, stormtroopers, you guys need to calm down. Friends, Wookiees are roaring, but it's time to calm down. Friends. Because everybody's friends.
This is great.
It had a really nice, like, that was like almost Snoop Dogg, sort of like, little groove.
Yeah, I missed my calling as a rap artist. Yeah.
But that was fun, but it doesn't work.
No.
And they're like, what are you doing?
Mala takes a shot at Akmena. Not to hit her, but to, like, tell her, like, get out of here.
Right. Yeah, like, I feel like Mala's, like, at this point, she's, like, she's trying to help her. She's like, you got to get out of here.
Yeah.
Go. Right. But Akmena's like, what?
Yeah.
I don't get it.
So how does Akmena respond to this, Ken?
She stumbles back. And she still has the blaster, right? We've determined that, right? So I think she fires back, but it's wild.
It's wild.
And in fact, one of the shots goes through window and hits Itchy's porn device.
it explodes.
Yeah, and he's not happy now.
Oh, no. He can't see. He can't watch anyone dance.
No.
His fur is singed.
Yeah.
It's an ugly scene. Mala is getting more and more angry.
Yeah.
And she, in fact, just races at Akmena.
Yeah.
And Akmena's like, no, we can still work this out. I brought you food. I'm a friend of your... And Mala just grabs her by the arm and actually tosses her.
Oh, wow.
She tosses her up in the air.
Okay.
And as Akmena is flying through the air, wondering exactly what you were, Ash. How do they get from tree to tree? She's like, oh, look at all these vines.
I was going to say, is there vines, or is there just like, all of a sudden she's like, oh, I'm holding on to a zip line. How did this happen?
A vine line.
A vine line.
Yes.
Exactly.
It's like a vine zip line.
So she grabs onto that.
She grabs onto it, and then she's like, it's like angled down.
Yeah.
So she's like, okay, grabs a part of her like hood.
Yeah.
Drapes it over the vine.
I mean,
uses it as the.
The best part of this is Ash acting this out.
Yes, I'm actually full on acting this out, which nobody can hear.
As you should.
And I think Akmena.
So imagine what I'm doing.
Okay.
And Akmena is not quiet about this because she's not a quiet person. So she's like,
Again, your B. Arthur is on point, and that's the thing I'm taking away from this.
Now, I think that Mala follows her because she's got to convince the Imperials that she is on their side and taking care of business.
Right.
And she's quite mad at everything that Akmena has managed to do in this, like, 3 minutes.
Right. Right.
So she jumps on the vine line.
Yeah.
And follows. Ken, where do they end up?
They end up a couple levels down onto another Wookiee family getting ready for Life Day. It's like but this one, the party's a little bit more going on. There's more food on display. Someone's already singing the Life Day song.
Oh,
like
man.
It's like they're having a good time, and Akmena comes crashing into their party.
Chewie's there with his other family.
Yeah.
Damn it. Turns out Chewie didn't miss the Life Day. Yeah. He's just with his other family.
I don't know if I can accept
that. I'm just kidding.
That's so funny, but so cruel.
Yeah. Really turning the head on Chewie's story there. Yeah.
So much for the honor of Chewbacca. Yeah,
honor of Chewbacca. Life debt, but not a marriage
debt. That's why he's always full for my life day meal.
Yeah. So you know what I mean? So Akmena's just crashed into it.
Just crashed into it. And seconds later, Mala smashes in, right?
Yeah.
And I think at this point, Akmena thinks she is fighting for her very life.
As she probably is.
Right. So she picks up, she grabs the family, like, slow cooker crock pot thing that Mala's cooking with in the holiday special.
Yeah.
And I think she takes a big swing and successfully just cracks Mala across the head with it.
Oh, yeah.
Food everywhere. Bunch of confused, angry Wookiees here, too.
What's happening at home?
Yeah. Yeah.
So she cracks Mala across the head with her slow cooker. What happens next?
Mala stumbles back into another table and grabs little, like, with equivalent of meatballs in our universe.
Okay.
But they're, like, rolled, probably ronto meat or whatever.
Yeah, yeah,
say.
Ronto balls.
Ronto balls, yeah. Which are not popular, no. Just on name alone. Bad marketing. but she starts flinging them at Akmena, and it hits. Now, mind you, this family that we're in is actually the son of Tarful.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It's actually, he's actually named Yodolafu Tarful, named after their friend Yoda, that his father, their father, Captain Tarful, was friends with them during the Clone Wars. The food's all over. Now it's just a food fight at this point.
Yeah, so I think this sounds like, oh, we've de-escalated from blasters to Ronto Balls, but no.
No. Ronto Balls sting.
A Wookiee throwing hot, wet meat. In geez, she is hitting,
which is a great Bon Jovi album.
But slippery when wet, not when me.
Yeah,
unfortunate.
Yeah,
but anyway, Akmena gets plastered in the face with these Ronto balls, and it is painful and gross.
Yeah, she's got it. I mean, she's got to be throwing at like 200 miles per
200
hour.
200 miles an hour.
Yeah,
yeah. Akmena's head is ringing, so I think she gets desperate.
Okay,
I think she clutches her poison necklace.
Oh, yeah.
And she makes a run to get up close to Mala.
Yeah.
And one thing you can always count on a Wookiee to do is roar in reaction to anything.
Yeah.
So Akmena gets up close, Mala roars, and Akmena tries to shove the whole poison capsule into Mala's mouth.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah, well, she thinks she's going to die.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, she thinks about mortality a lot because she sings songs about them.
Yeah.
And she doesn't want her time to be here, my friends. Friend.
Yeah. poison's going down your mouth, friend.
Yeah.
So I think now it's a struggle. Mala gets her hands up, her big Wookiee mitts. And, you know, Akmana's tough, strong,
Akmena's tough.
Tall.
Yeah.
And she's trying to stuff that poison capsule down Mala's mouth. Mala is got her hands, and it's like this tug of war.
Yeah, and I think this is a perfect place to pause our narrative and decide who should win. Who do we want to win? You know, I'll just say, obviously, most Wookiees should win all combats.
Yeah.
You know, because they are bigger, they're stronger.
Let the
Wookiee
win.
Yeah.
Let the Wookiee win.
You know, Wookiees have this habit of, you know, pulling arms out by the socket and throwing Ronto balls at your face. Let the Wookiee win. But we're telling our own story. So what do you guys feel?
I feel Akmena is very, very smart, and she has very good survival skills. I mean, she's working at Mos Eisley Cantina. Like she gets all kinds of species coming in there, and all kinds of stuff happens every night. There's like another murder at the Mos Eisley Cantina, and she gets in the crosshairs a lot. So she's very good at defending herself. She's cunning. She gets out of situations. I don't think she could win the battle, but I do think she could get out of it.
Okay, so you think that she's maybe not the victor, but she will escape with her life.
I think she could escape with her life.
Yeah, I think. And that in its own way is a victory if you can survive a physical confrontation with a Wookiee and come out on the other end, you know?
Yeah.
I think I like what Ash is suggesting here. Like Akmena, she's street smart as well as book smart, and she's probably talked her way out of some fights, talked her way into some victories, you know what I mean, and made new friends out of enemies. She's that type.
Yeah.
So I could see something like that happening here.
I agree with this. I think we are going to have to thread the needle. We will tell a tale where Mala, a very strong Wookiee, clearly wins this physical combat, and yet Akmena escapes to live and sing about death another day.
Right.
So how does that happen? Ken, do you have thoughts?
I think Mala squeezes Akmena's hand so hard, so hard that they start to even crack a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
So Akmena has to drop the poison.
Okay, so the poison clatters to the floor. Yeah. I think the little vial explodes, and it's really bad poison. It starts like smoking and actually burning a hole in the treehouse. So there's a smoking, burning hole. Akmena's hand is being crunched. She lets out a yell. And now she has a choice. She's almost out of weapons. Maybe she has another weapon. She could either try to physically assault Mala again, or she could try to start talking Rey out of it, Ash.
Well, I think in this moment, so she's grabbing her, she's squeezing the hands. I think she drops her. Okay, she knows.
So Mala just drops Akmena.
She drops Akmena. Akmena falls next to the poison. She's kind of surveying the area, and she's like, I can't win this physically. So they kind of stand up, and they're having this standoff of, like, what do we do now? And meanwhile, these Wookiees in the house are like, what the heck is happening?
Right. Which means, like, that was my floor. So I think I like this. They're facing off, and I think Akmena has to make that split second decision of, do I run for it or do I use my people skills, my sentient being skills, to try to talk my way out of this by certain death.
She's physically in pain here, and I don't, the idea of running and she doesn't know how are you going to get from vine to vine. I can't get back to my ship. I don't know what's going on. Yeah, just a whole lot of things going on. She is trying to talk her way out of it, saying, "Look, I'll do this. I'll keep going with the life day for free. You don't have to pay me anything. Chewbacca's, I'll cancel the bill. Give this for free. I'll clean up here because now the Tarful family's all unhappy too.
Oh, of course, they're pissed.
You know, it's not just Chewbacca and what is their last name? Chewbacca Smith, is that what it is?
It's definitely Smith.
Itchy Smith. She's trying to talk out of it, trying to talk her way out of it. But guess what happens? You hear the sounds of oncoming Imperial stormtroopers.
Just a whole battalion of them. Yeah.
There's a disturbance down at the Tarful Hut. He has connections to the Clone Wars. His family's still there.
So they're marching down.
Okay. And this, Mala wasn't really buying any of it.
No.
She was saying, like, you were rude.
Yeah.
You caused a disturbance that made me have to kill a trooper.
Right.
I was just trying to frame you, but then you actually shot at me, and now you destroyed this. She's listing all of these things, this was actually a moment of luck for Akmena that the troops are coming.
Yes.
Because she says, I can help you with the troops.
Yes.
I know how to handle troops. They come into my cantina drunk all the time.
Right.
So I can talk them down.
Right. Yeah. And that's what the troopers enter, guns drawn, an Imperial officer there. And they're like, who are you? To Akmena. And she's like, I am here with information on rebel spies who recently blasted out of Tatooine. Docking Bay 94.
Oh.
I know who they are.
Wow.
Yeah. I know who they are. And the Imperial officer's like, oh, yeah, I got the Imperial newsletter. There's some droids we're looking for. Do you know where the Rebel base is? Who are these people? And she's like, it is a rogue pilot, a scoundrel, really, named Boshek. They're like, Boshek.
Yeah.
Boshek.
And he has a Trandoshan first mate.
Yes.
Named Bobaka.
Yes. Yes. That's who you're looking for.
Yeah. And that's who you're looking for. She pulls up on her data pad. She's got little pictures of him.
Yeah.
And everything.
Yeah. Yeah, 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 absolutely. And you see Boshek, someone took that shot of him talking to Obi-Wan. And so they're like, one of the stormtroopers is like, my cousin was on that detail. I'll talk to him. I'll give him a call. Thanks. That's some valuable information.
Yeah.
Hail the Emperor.
Hail the Emperor. And then and she asks, am I free to go? And the trooper's like, the Imperial's like, sure. So Akmena begins to make her escape.
Yeah.
She goes away. Now the troops have a few more questions for the Wookiees.
Okay.
As they're trying to talk to them, that burning hole in the floor gives way. The structural integrity of the treehouse is gone.
Right.
In the Imperial and the stormtroopers fall through the hole. You hear screams and pains, and then big Wookiee cheers.
Yeah. Wow, this worked out perfectly.
It all worked out perfectly. And I believe the Wookiees continue with their life day.
Yeah.
But before the credits roll, Akmena gets back in her ship. Her hand is busted. Her poison's gone. I think she lost her blaster. She's not getting paid. This was a tragic day for her.
Her hands are shattered.
Her hand, she's got one good one, but the other one's still shattered. What does she say to herself, Ash, as the credits roll, to just try to cope with this, to put it all in Akmena perspective, because she's a liver, she's a fighter, she's going to see the good side in this.
I think it would only be appropriate if it was a song.
Absolutely.
So I think that's how we ended. She gets in the ship, she kind of looks around, she looks at her hand, and she's like, We've done it again, friend. Shattered my hand, friend. Wookiees are mean, friend. All because of Chewbacca's dad, friend.
Love it.
Because this is all because Itchy took a freaking cookie out of her hand.
Yes.
Yes. This is a tale of snatchy Itchy. And that is a beautiful way
snatchy. To end it.
So gross. But thank you for joining us, friends.
Yes.
Thank you for going
along
on that Life Day holiday special. Maybe we'll do one every year. Who knows? But this one was great fun. We got into the whole politics of Kashyyyk. Anyway, if you have characters that you want to see fight, as always, let us know with the hashtag DataBankBrawl. Ken, where can people find you?
You can find me at Ken Knapsack. I have my podcast, The Knapsack Files. That's available out there as well. And you can also follow me on Anchor with my show, Daily Thrones.
Awesome. And Ash, thank you so much for joining us for two shows.
Hey. Yeah.
We learned a lot. I learned not to try to make you do Wookiee growls.
No, it's my
weakness. But you will sing for days.
I will sing for days. Yeah. Anytime you need a performance from me, you got it. You can find me at Ash Crossin or at Entertainment Tonight, etonline.com, and sometimes on Collider Jedi Council with Ken Knapsack.
Absolutely.
Awesome. And you can check out my podcast, Obsessed, on the Feral Audio Network. You can support us on Patreon at patreon.com/forcecenter, or check out our merch at tpublic.com/user/forcecenter. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram. It's at Joseph Scrimshaw. You can like Force Center on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. It's at Force Center Pod. And until next time, as Luke Skywalker once said, well, no one was really listening to him. I care. That's it for DataBank Brawl.
We learned, we fought, the glory and the shame. We laughed, we cried, some aliens might have died. DataBank Brawl! DataBank Brawl! So laugh it up, Fuzzball, with Joseph Scrimshaw, the DataBank Brawl!
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.